This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomy. How do we know where we are? Not necessarily in outer space, which is a vast place, but how do we as human creatures know where we are located? Like many animals, we rely on sight, messages from our skin and muscles and our inner ear, which tells us how we are oriented and how fast we're moving. Anyone who's suffered from a disease of the inner ear knows that we really do depend a great deal on that organ to tell us whether we are up or down and what angle our head is pointing at. When it's not working properly, not only do we not know which way is up, but we become instantly dizzy and fall over. We might know which room we're in and where our house is situated, but we have no idea where is up. This is just one of the problems astronauts face when they are out there doing a spacewalk. As soon as they lose sight of a piece of the space station or the Earth, they are hopelessly lost, as the body doesn't report to them accurately where they are. Without normal gravity operating on the fluids in the inner ear, they cannot easily determine which way is up. So how do they navigate when they're spacewalking or flying off with those nifty little jet packs? Being lost in space is a nightmare scenario for astronauts, but they could soon be sleeping easier according to the website space.com. Engineers have filed a patent for a spacesuit self-return system to ensure spacewalking astronauts are safe, even if none of their crewmates can rescue them. The system is essentially a take-me-home button. Lead inventor Kevin Duda, a systems engineer at the Charles Stark Draper Laboratory in Cambridge, Massachusetts, has studied astronauts and life on the International Space Station a great deal. This self-return spacesuit system, Duda explained, had to be capable of determining a precise location in a harsh space environment where GPS is unavailable. It had to compute an optimal return trajectory that accounts for time, oxygen consumption, safety, and clearance requirements. And it had to be able to guide a disoriented and possibly unconscious astronaut to safety. The current spacesuit features no automatic navigation solution. It is purely manual, and that could present a challenge to our astronauts if they're in an emergency. According to the patent, this take-me-home system can be configured to monitor the movement, acceleration and position of the crew member relative to a fixed object, such as the accompanying orbiting spacecraft. The inventors say that this take-me-home system can also be of benefit down here on Earth. And I, for one, think it's a great idea for anyone who's spent any time in a shopping mall devoid of the usual visual cues from the sun or anything natural whatsoever. At this time of year especially, we can all become extremely confused whilst Christmas shopping. Sensible shoppers like myself take a flask of tea and sandwiches, a fold-out camping chair, a GPS device, and I do in fact possess a spacesuit, but unfortunately it is not equipped with a take-me-home button in case of total system collapse. Back to reality. This special spacesuit could also assist skydivers hurtling toward Earth and scuba divers who might become disoriented in deep water. Well, very good luck to them. I hope FMR listeners are remaining on terra firma for the moment. This Saturday at the observatory is open night, when there will be a talk entitled A Multi-Wavelength View of Star-Forming Galaxies in Distant Clusters. It starts at 8 p.m. sharp at the observatory and is free. The speaker is Dr. Solaheri Mampianona Randriamampandri. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear, unobstructed skies with twinkly fairy lights guiding us all the way home.